Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Krista Baker Psychic Hour. So it's Tuesday, where you changed your schedule this week. Are we doing a show, Neil, on Thursday or Friday?
I think it's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday is what I have scheduled. So it's adjusted this week because of a conflict, but here we are today. So we're going to be talking a little bit, but we do have a caller we're going to get to in just a moment. The call-in number, for those of you who haven't called in, 914-338-0164. Please press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And you may follow us. We hope that you do on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Yeah, if you're a listener, please like our page. It's really so little to ask. And that's it. Anything you want to say before we take the caller, Neil?
No, let's get to the caller.
Okay. Area code 414.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I talked to you guys. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
To you guys before. So, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
It's challenging.
Oh, sorry. I just left out of the room. Okay. Now it's better. It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe I talked to you and your husband before. So I was just calling with an update and just ask a quick question. The
sure.
Update is I'm doing great with my current position, but I put in for another position and it is a job. I'm the type of person that I have to have balance, meaning I need to be in the community working and doing the housing and homeless services on top of that. So my question is, I did an interview for a position. It will fit. It's wonderful for me. I feel great about it. Do you see how long it will take for them to respond back with approval when the date will start for this position?
So the position is within the same organization you're working in?
Well, it's with NOSA.
I can't. It's so hard to hear. It's like in and out. And first, we got to get your name. What's your name?
Oh, it's Felicia.
Talisha?
Felicia.
Felicia.
Felicia. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. What? I'm having a hard time hearing. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's okay. Are you on a headset?
How about now? Can you hear me better now?
Better, yeah. What's your birthday,
okay.
Felicia?
April. It's April 25th, 69.
It's funny because you were talking about balance, and your balance number is in your month 4. That's the balance chakra, the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. 4, 5, 6, 11, 21. You remember her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
15. Did I do that? 36, 9?
Yeah.
And she is how old?
51.
51. But you're going to be 52?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so you were saying, we weren't hearing you. So you applied
okay.
for, you applied for a new position?
Yes, I did. And it's with Metro. It's not with the state. It's with Metro. But my current position, I'm doing housing and homeless services. But my position now, I'm a system director, and we allow contracts and things like that. We do contracts, we do scopes of services, we talk to the providers. This is all going through us. The providers go through us to be able to get the funding to take care of the community. Now, Metro would do this, is working with the homeless out in the community. I will be hands-on working with the homeless, but be able to reach to the providers myself, meaning finding them homes, being able to give them extra funds if they need it for housing, if they're about to get evicted, things like that. I miss that hands-on,
hands-on interaction.
Community work.
Yeah. But it's still within the state, right? This is not like a separate.
Well, I guess you I see why you're saying probably with the state, but it's still Metro, it's city. So
it's city, but it's in let me just rephrase.
Yes.
It's in government. It's not like you're going out looking for a nonprofit or for a private company.
A city within the state.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it really is separate then. Actually,
yeah,
it's totally
you
separate.
Have Metro, you have state.
Okay, so you would be moving completely out of your position. It's not like you're moving to a different division or a different department. You're actually moving out into a totally different structure than what you're in with the state, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And what would you be doing now?
She'd be more involved in dealing with the homeless directly, getting them.
But I thought she wanted to work with the people directly.
That's what she'd be doing now. I mean, in the
right position. Now, I'm not. I'm more of a.
She's not.
I make the contracts. I help them with the social services. I help to provide them the money that they need. I help the providers. Now, I will be the one out in the community working with the homeless population or the people that's in need. And then I will be reaching personally to the providers that's out there, like the providers that I've been working with on a regular basis.
So you already have a relationship with the providers, which gives you an advantage.
Yes.
And so are there other candidates you're competing against? Because you're asking when you're going to get the position.
Well, I just feel I got it. I know it's more candidates. It's just that I just feel great about it. That's all. I'm sure I'm competing with more, but
You feel confident that you have the position, and you're wondering when it's going to start, or when they're going to tell you.
Yes.
My take is probably before mid-March. In other words, you might have a couple of weeks left.
Okay.
Why, does that not make sense to you?
Me? Yes, it does make sense. Because currently the contract that I will be under, they didn't have a date set yet because they were still implementing some things, and so that date should be coming soon. I was just wondering when, that's all.
Well, you know, I don't think you have that long a wait. I mean, if we extend it to the last possible date, it might be about March 15th.
Really?
Probably before then.
You think?
Yeah, I think before then.
Well, gosh, we're only in February right now.
Well, we're in about 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 at the most, but within, the verb is within that time. So, you know, it's an active thing. It's going on. Your numbers suggest advancement. You're tailored to do this job. You're going to, so I don't know. You don't need to worry about it too much. You know, by or before mid-March. And who is the person around you that has to use a cane?
Well, not around me personally, but in another state, my stepmom uses a cane.
Okay.
Who's what?
Her, your what? You, who uses a cane?
Stepmother.
That's
well,
good.
I don't mean around you, like literally.
Like,
you know,
yeah,
you
know, in the other.
You don't see anybody.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's your stepmother.
Yeah, stepmother.
So what's your relationship like with your stepmother?
It's okay.
Okay, it's just a validation. It just serves as a validation to our statement.
One other question. Is there anybody you know in your past or presently, Claude or Claudia, Claude?
Clyde?
I mean, maybe it's Clyde. Claude?
I can't think right now of it, a name.
Okay. Well, maybe that name will come in later on, or it's somebody you'll remember. I mean, it can be if you're looking for someone important, it may not necessarily be like someone you might consider important, but it could be an acquaintance, someone you came across, but that's just a name coming in. Right?
But if the person is hanging around somebody named Bonnie, don't.
No, I said Claude, not Clyde.
No, she said Claude.
She said Claude.
You know, even though it's the depression and they may be, you know, needing housing, don't work with them.
Oh, God. Okay. Were we just talking about Bonnie and Clyde?
She should know who Bonnie and Clyde is. You know who Bonnie and Clyde are, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, keep laughing. So
of course she knows. Of course.
At least she's not.
We were just talking about Bonnie and Clyde. Wasn't Gene Wilder that was in Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
We were just talking about it. What did you say? I'm sorry, Felicia.
I'm just laughing at what he said. I was like, oh, he said Bonnie. They go to Aunt Claude. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, just entertainment to no end. It's just this little thought.
You sound enthused.
ow. As I laugh, I got this stabbing pain in my rib. No,
my husband might say the same thing to me because I am like that all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I have jokes all the time. I came upstairs the other day and with a joke, he was like, honey, not today.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I have to sometimes do the same thing and censor myself because I often will have a comeback for anything that someone says, and I have to bring that in. So, anyway.
Well, you're going to love the position. I think you're made for it. You care about people. You have a certain sensitivity and commitment. You'll follow through. You'll probably recheck on people. So you're going to feel very good about your position.
Thank you. I feel the same way. Thanks.
Okay, Felicia. Well, good luck. And let us know when that job comes in, because, oh God, I just put her on mute. Whoops. Let us know.
Okay,
when
I will.
Yeah, let us know, because we'll be waiting to hear from you.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And Felicia should follow us. She really should. She should like our page. You know, I realize when people follow us, I was actually thinking of this in the middle of the night. They don't really see anything because I have our profile, our personal profile. So they would have to send a friend request really to interact with us on our Facebook.
What does
the
that
regular
mean,
page.
Follow us?
What do you mean? What do we mean follow us? You can follow, we have followers on our profile that is like our Facebook.
Yeah, but what
regular
do they do
profile.
What do they follow?
They don't follow anything, really, because they can't see anything. I've got our profile kind of private.
Oh.
So it's really better to either send us a friend request or like our pages. That's really better.
Yeah.
The radio show page, Neil's page, whatever. Okay, 774 is our next caller.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Emily calling. How are you?
Emily?
Yes, Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good, thanks.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I don't know if you guys do general readings or how it really works. I just tuned in.
Okay.
No, you've reached the General Motors,
I know, the General Motors
department. Do you have anything wrong with your vehicle?
I didn't think my call would be taken so quickly. I apologize.
Well, here you are. I'm glad you're patient.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, where are you calling from, Emily?
Boston. Well, outside of Boston.
Outside of Boston. Okay, Boston's a great city.
Yeah, Boston. That's Edgar Allan Poe's. Edgar Allan Poe, that's where he lived, Boston.
Yeah, it is. It is great.
Okay, cold winters. I'm getting an 8. But anyway, give us your birth date. Birth date, 8.
January 3rd, 1983.
Okay, so there's an 8. 4, 14. 25. You're a 25-7.
Yeah.
But 8 is what you'll be if you don't do everything you're supposed to do as a 7 on the planet. So watch out.
7 is a spiritual number, Emily. 7 is a spiritual number, but it also is a number that gives to, you know, it's a high chakra crown number. And so you usually are made to help people or be of some service, humanitarian.
Yeah.
You have concerns, that
so,
type of thing.
Yeah, she would have had a change in 2007. What happened in 2007? You were born at the beginning of the year, 25 years old. What happened?
What did happen? Sorry, that seems like so long ago. Where was I even living?
2008.
I think I left a relationship around then.
2008, I'm sorry.
And I probably moved.
2008.
Yeah, I think I probably left a relationship around that time and switched states I was living in or something. Yeah, probably about that time.
Okay, so relationship, breakup, and a move. And you're calling today for
a general
reading. Is there anything specific you want to ask?
This is the most publicly I've really ever talked about it. I've been thinking about exploring my own mediumship. I have been reading for people here and there, but I don't feel like I'm totally out of the closet yet as far as that goes. And it's just kind of the thought of just sort of coming out and just saying, well, so I believe I'm a medium, and it's kind of scary.
Well, that's okay, Emily. You know, I've been a psychic all my life. I'm in my almost 70.
Quite young people your age.
And my grandfather, who was a psychic, locked me in the closet.
Oh,
so
he did.
Afraid of spirits.
He did lock me when he was a kid.
By the time I came out, I was no longer afraid of dark spirits. You know, your energy, you have some interesting things going on. You're born in 83. And you have a 1 and 3 in your first two numbers and a 1 and 3 in your first and last numbers. You also have a 3 in your day and an 8 in your year again. So you have this repetition of energy. So what you're doing in this term of life is you're collecting all your past life experiences from a psychic level, intuitive level.
Yeah.
You had a strong breakup of 4 in your 1-3. So your balance, it's been a long time for you to find balance. Because of the karmic division. And also your life goes in increments. Explain about the 7.
Your life goes in increments of 7 from birth to death. And then from the age of 25, it goes in increments of 7 because 25 isn't divisible by 7. Are you having any kind of issues in a relationship at all?
No, I'm in a good spot in my relationship. I did lose somebody that I love very much in June. That was very hard and weighs heavy on my heart. But
so
I can read for other people, I can't read for myself. Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay.
Any disasters with vehicles or any
natural disasters.
Accidental deaths as opposed to someone just dying health wise?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. And how did this loved one die in June?
I think he accidentally took his own life. So actually, you're right. I guess
it's a drug
overdose,
right? Drug?
Yeah.
Because
I believe so.
Well, I didn't think it was, Kristen wrote drugs, and I didn't think it was something natural.
Before
but
you
to
said
your awareness, just to ask you, did he have any obsession with cars, or was he a reckless driver, to your knowledge?
No, I mean, we got in a car accident when we were younger.
That's
that's it.
Because she's a first time, you're a first time caller, so yeah. The things that may seem insignificant to you or not related.
I just was trying to understand if.
About the car accident, because he could be trying to reach out to you as we speak.
Oh, he does. Yes, thank you.
Well, no, currently though, through the radio show, he's trying to reach out.
Great.
Tell me about the car accident.
He was driving, and I don't think he had his license. We were younger, and
it was a car pretty much demolished.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Okay, so that's what he's referring to. I think he's probably out there saying hello to you. You know, he's in the astral realm. Who knows? He's gone through judgments or, something with a guide. But he is saying hello to you. And there is somebody in about the military or the American flag. So who's the military person in your past?
He was in the Marines.
Okay. So that's him. So he sends his love. He says, go for he's not a guide, but he's talking to you from the other side, and he's helping us out today. So he's saying, go for the mediumship. You're going to run into somebody named Susan, common name, but Susan will be somewhere floating around, he's telling me. Is there any Susan, common name?
Not that I know of right now, but. Perhaps.
I'm just asking, is there any Claude? Because the last caller, I'm just wondering if it connects with her. Claude, anybody for you? I don't know why that name came
in.
My
boyfriend's name is, I call him Cly.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So maybe that was why. All right.
And your name, you're not Bonnie, right?
Anyway.
No.
Wait a second about her mediumship. I want to know if this is something you're planning to do on the side. I'm sure it is. That you haven't even entered this world really yet, as far as being publicly.
I think that's the hardest part I'm having right now is again, even being on this call in like a public forum, sort of talking about it is a little bit nerve-wracking for me, but I know that I need to really just come out with it. I have been reading for people here and there. The more I do it, the more I know that I have to be doing it and I want to be doing it. I did just start a small business of my own during this whole COVID thing, but certainly the mediumship is, I feel like that's my purpose, actually. I feel like that's my purpose.
What's your small business?
I make purses with paintings that I do of inspirational women on them.
Oh, that's nice.
So that
tiny
sort of,
purses? Is it a small business? Are they like little tiny purses? But that's good. I mean, you see, you have a visual eye, and the imprint of a person on a purse is sort of novel. It's a novel idea, and it's a nice statement, because today we have all kinds of heroes and heroines that should be on purses, and I don't know.
I'm probably next for the purse.
I don't know if you're going to get a lot of men buying the purse. Well, you might get a lot of men buying the purses today.
Well, obviously, she has a targeted audience, women usually. Or
maybe your purses will be the target. But
she should go on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Watch that show? Wait. Would you ever watch that show, Emily?
Oh, I do watch that. My kids have a toy that was on Shark Tank, actually, this big jumper, the Jungle Jumperoo.
They have some interesting products on there. Anyway.
Well, listen, how old are you? 50?
No, she's born in 1983.
1983.
38.
appreciate
it. You know, what's really interesting about that, Emily, is that right now you are at the age of your inverted year.
Yeah.
So this is a good time for you to embark on this journey of getting more into your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Because of that correlation numerically.
Don't keep telling yourself that going publicly is going to be fearful. You have to be fearful of that. Quit saying that word. It's a ridiculous word. You jump if you want to jump out of an airplane without a parachute, then you can be fearful. Talking in public, forget it. There's no fear involved. You just start talking and one word follows another and you stumble through it, whatever you do, until you get better and better. But you don't want to start the attitude of fear in a public setting, you know.
Because that's going to set you on the wrong foot. Do you have, is there a reason, are there people in your personal life that you're concerned about coming out to?
You know, I think what it is it's more of like a, this insecurity that I have that, you know, just being super duper honest is like, you know, I worry people, unless they sort of see me in action, like they won't, I worry about, they won't, they'll think I'm full of it or they'll think I'm making it up or they,
they just, really, who cares? You can't be a psychic and worry about whether people believe you or not. You just have to go on the vibe.
I know. I need to get rid of that. I know.
Right.
I do. I would definitely be I believe my aunt, I have several ancestors who are just like this. I would be the first one in my family to sort of come out with it, you know?
So there is some kind of problem in the family's own because you'd be the first, lineage.
You're original. You don't.
A psychic energy.
You know, when you got to think you're going to be, you know, maybe you're going to pave the road or something. Were your parents divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this insecurity you speak about it, the liquid in your voice tells me you came from a kind of a divorce, you know, the family was divorced. When you said that, that's where the liquid in your voice took me. And, you know, maybe there was some identity support there. Maybe the father abandoned. I don't know. It's probably that's the most typical thing. And there were some adjustments. Did you have three or four other siblings or are you the only child?
I had four. My dad didn't abandon us, though. I mean,
yeah, I thought you had four.
He very much.
I thought first you had three or four siblings. I mean, that's what my first five was.
Right.
So your journey to get over all this, I'm going to minimize it, this nonsense of insecurity and fear, nonsense.
Yeah.
Just spit it out. Spit it out. Get on with your life.
Yeah.
Start doing reading. Don't care about what people think. Just go on your vibe.
So how do you plan? I mean, do you have a plan in place, Emily?
I've been reading again. The readings that I've done. I mean, I guess I think it started out like last year when I was moving and I'm packing books up with one of the movers, and this is before COVID, and I just it was like almost like an itch you have to scratch. I had to tell him about his mother, and it was so on point. And, you know, this man who you would not think would be emotional got very emotional, and it was amazing and felt so good. And I almost felt like an imposter because I didn't know how I was getting the information or names. Like, I get names very, more often than not, my reading starts with giving the spirit, which really helps, you know, people sort of get engaged quickly because they're like, how did you know that? And I think, how do I know that too? So I think I'm getting over the wow factor also. Like, I mean, it's pretty amazing when I'm reading and the information comes from, you know, it just sort of flows out. I started just reading for sort of, you know, when I would get that itch, I had to scratch around. It's strangers, really. I can read for some people that I am close to, but it's bizarre. It has to be somebody that I'm connected to on a super, like, spiritual way that maybe I don't even know about yet. Then I can read for them really well. But most people I don't. I can't read for.
Emily, when you can deal with people on a tribal level, a past life level, where there's sort of a meeting of past life souls that you've connected to, but you want to broaden your stage so that you can connect to the human population. It doesn't have to always just be tribal. So you want to keep your mind open to all possibilities. And just incidentally, it may not mean anything, but is anybody named Leslie in your life or through your life?
Leslie, that's interesting. Yes, actually. Are you somebody who's passed or somebody who's...
I don't know. Just tell us who Leslie is.
Well, I have one of both. I have one of both. I have a Leslie in spirit, and I have a Leslie who I actually just texted a few minutes ago.
Okay, well,
both count.
Yeah.
So the Leslie in spirit, you see, you connect to spirits from the other side, and they're probably once humans. So they're souls. You're connecting to souls, not just pure spirits, but you're connecting to souls that have spirit, but the souls were once human. So you do connect to people on the other side. And the messages they give you should be pertinent to the person you're reading it to. So you just don't get a name, you get a theme.
Yeah.
And there might be some aggravated sense in terms of one of these Leslies with sort of a sad life, or they're rejected, or they're abandoned, or they got divorced. But there might be some sadness around one of the Leslies.
Is there sadness?
I mean, I haven't thought about her in years, but a woman that I used to take care of, she had MS. So I was one of her caretakers.
MS.
Yeah, you see, so...
So you do... wait a second. Sorry. No, I just wanted to... She said she was a caretaker. So is that your main... Or has that been your main career, caretaking?
No, actually, that was just a sort of a short time in my life. I think I worked for Leslie for a couple of years. I'm a mom. I mean, really, that's what I...
Well, that's a caretaker, too.
In our kitchen.
Yeah. That's a caretaker, too. But the caretaker energy is about your seven, because that's helping people, you know, kind of nursing...
That's
if you're taking care of someone with MS,
you know,
it's like a nursing energy.
What you'll absorb more and more, because your souls that are talking to you are talking to me, and they're giving me content. So what you have to absorb more as you practice is getting the name with content. So these souls out there will start feeding you more information the more you take the chance of having some bravery and courage in giving readings quickly.
Well, and there's also the element of being able to interpret the information that you're receiving from spirit. So sometimes it may seem obvious what a spirit is communicating to you, but there can be symbolism going on. So you're going to find as you move forward, you're going to... I'm sorry?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I feel like
I have run into that sort of, and I'm starting to, like, I can tell when it's from the father's side or mother's side of whoever I'm reading, you know, the spirit comes in on different sides, and they show me, I don't know, I see almost like geometrical figures, like lines, and it sort of almost gives me the relationship to the person I'm reading, and then a child came in spirit. I did a reading where the child came through for the first time, and I left the reading feeling like I was in a land of rainbows and butterflies and clouds. I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt different. And I'm wondering if those are like symbols that I maybe...
You should start looking things like the symbols, rainbows, clouds, whatever. Start looking those up and see what general information you can find on symbols like that, and you'll start to refine your readings in such a way where the symbolism you're going to understand more and be able to communicate to the person that you're reading. So do you have a business plan that you're going to do? Since you're a mom, it sounds like you don't really, and then you're doing your side job.
I was thinking about I like listening to the radio shows because I almost sometimes I like to sort of practice read with some of the callers just in my own head. And see if I'm sort of right. But I don't know. I maybe even thought about maybe doing something like a radio or something because it provides some anonymity. Like,
yeah, and it's good practice because it's a service that's being provided. So it's not like you're charging for your services and you can practice on people.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you would suggest? I don't know if you guys have any suggestions. That would be awesome.
Suggestions? I mean, I think that's a good idea. You can start a radio show. I don't know what the packages are that they have of Blog Talk Radio, but I know they do offer like a free package.
Mm-hmm.
And half hour show and start to build the following, and you do have some anonymity. You don't have to reveal your identity. You can give yourself a name.
Emily.
Bobby Bonnie.
Yeah.
For Emily with Love and Squalor. You ever read that story?
J.D.
Salen. But so what you want to know, what you want to do is don't be discouraged if you don't get calls. When you do a radio show, discuss a topic and just talk. Don't worry about who's listening. Start collecting a library of your shows. And if nothing else happens for the half hour, you probably would do a half hour. If nothing happens for the half hour, so what? You'll talk and give your experiences and pretty soon somebody will click in. Because there's a lot of people floating around on Blog Talk that really love the free reading, so you'll get some fish.
Yeah,
I really appreciated this. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and regarding this, pick a topic, study up on it. You can talk about your own experiences reading. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can talk about. So, let us know. Let us know how things progress for you.
I totally will. You guys are so great. This is so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome, Emily.
I really appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
You too. And Emily should follow us or like us, whatever it is. Send us friend requests, support our pages. That's
why don't they say love us on Twitter?
Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter.
So why don't they say love instead of
I don't know, maybe it's too committal.
Oh.
I don't know. Like is a little bit more moderate.
Then, half of the Beatles songs would have to be.
Yeah, but
out.
But that's a different topic. It's not even.
All
the
you
same.
Need is like. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I know, but it's. I don't know how that even relates.
Like us.
Right, but I mean, Beatles singing about love as a concept and an emotion is different than like someone liking a page.
I mean, so mild, like us.
Well,
love is directly a noun. Like is kind of watered down. But anyways, let's get to somebody.
Yeah, let's get to
like
the caller. Yeah, they may love us, they may like us, we don't know. They say that they is, you can use it singularly. I mean, because it's been corrupted so much. I mean, it sounds so formal to say he or she. Are you there, 704? Hi, you're on the air, 704.
She hates us.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yes. Hi, my name is Laura, and I just wanted to see if you could pick up on anything that you book for my future career or any kind of business move.
Okay, Laura, are you a traditional Laura, as in spelling?
L-A-U-R-A.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
You have a very commanding voice. I mean, you remind me of, there's a woman on Shark Tank. She's blonde.
The blonde, yeah, she sounds like her.
And you sound like her, which is, a woman that knows how to run a business. You're not meant to work for somebody. You're meant to run your own business or be your own person. Your voice tells me that. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I get from you. And so if there's some structure that you're trying to get into business-wise, where you're trying to take a more of a commanding position, this is going to run in great for you. There could be an 8 or 9 in your birth date. Can you give us your birth date?
3/12/81.
Well, there is an 8. You know what's really weird? Laura, you came in late. You came in late, but...
What 3/12 what?
81.
81.
So she has an 8. So, but the interesting thing is our previous caller, our former caller, was born on 1/3, which is the inverted month, your inverted month and day. And she also...
Right.
Has she was born in 1983, so her first number was 1, and her last number was 3.
Oh, wow.
Your last number
That's
is cool. 1, and your first number is 3. So there's a reflection going on, and
there's
you're both the same
trouble.
Master. Yeah.
There's a past life you had with
Joseph.
Emily,
who's
but
Joseph?
It's all,
who's Joseph? Any Joseph in your life now or?
Joseph.
Joe.
Anyone with a technicolor?
No.
Any color? Anyone with what?
No.
A technicolor coat.
It's Joseph in the coat of many colors.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't get the joke, but I got it now.
No, that's okay. So you've never known a Joseph in your life? There's got to be someone. 16, 17, 18. How old is she?
2006, or okay. So while you're thinking about that, tell us about 2006.
Silence.
2006?
Yeah.
The mortgage crisis happened. It was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had to figure out a new way to live. I had to move back in with my mother. And lost my job, got laid off. I was in the mortgage field.
Yeah.
And I still am, because it's revived.
Well, isn't she that Shark Tank girl?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah,
no, maybe she is.
Was it Lorianne?
I'm sorry.
I think her name is Lorianne. Maybe.
Something
I know who you're talking about on the Shark Tank.
Hold on, she's the younger one. That's the regular.
Yeah.
The other one, the
right.
older one, state agent. So I don't
that's
know about
Barbara.
This is the blonde.
Barbara. Yeah. But they're both blonde.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Barbara.
Okay.
Is
you,
yeah the real
you
estate.
You have agent. The you have a real estate mortgage. You're going to find yourself going into it in a different way, and you're going to see this position. You'll
Lori.
Be making money again. Things will start to keep on track. So I would suggest you stay in that business. If that's what you want to do, I would suggest you stay in it. Somewhere in the alignment of some figure of finance, I'm saying $80,000. That could be a salary, it could be a savings, but 80,000 and 8 is a nice number for money. You have it in your birth date, but I think things will shift around March again, another March, but. Around March, things will start to shift a little bit, and I'm seeing 2 properties around you. I don't know what that's about. If you've ever owned 2 properties, or you, anything ring a bell, Laura?
No, never owned 2 properties. I've never owned a property at all
in real estate, but never owned a property. And you're going to be 40.
Yeah.
But you're going through a change right now because she's on a cycle of 7 beyond 39. Beyond her master number. I mean, her karmic number.
Well, would 80,000 make any sense to you at all throughout your life?
Not that I can think of. 80,000 never made that much money. I know that.
are you a real estate agent?
No. I work more on the processing,
processing
side.
Loans and all that.
Right.
And so, okay, let's get back to your question because I feel like we're getting. What's your question about your work exactly? If you should be staying in this field or
right, or I've been working on my spiritual development as well. And I was doing that prior to, in 2016, that's when I started doing that because I lost a friend due to suicide. So that really hit me hard. Then
this
I got
is weird because we had, this is yeah. weird. The previous caller also lost a friend in June due to an accidental death, accidental mm-hmm. overdose. So there's a weird connection mm-hmm. going on. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. So you started working on your spiritual development.
So that's, you know, what kind of like boosted me into getting into spiritual development, working on my intuition, you know, getting involved in groups. And then I got pregnant.
Okay.
At the age of 38, which has kind of put everything on pause. I was thinking about building a business. And so now I have a 2-year-old, which takes up a lot of my time.
Okay.
And so what I'm doing right now, you know, I feel is important because now I'm in the foreclosure side, but we do loan modifications, you know, to prevent foreclosure. So I feel like I'm doing something good right now during COVID. However, I don't feel like this is my job, you know, that I'm going to have forever. And as my vibrations are raising, I think that I need to do something else. And I don't know if that's either start a business or get into a different field altogether. And that's where I'm kind of like, of course, my expertise is in what I'm doing right now. However, I've never built a business before.
Carolina, you've never what before?
I've never built a business, you know, before. I've always worked for a big company or...
Well,
I've worked for smaller companies as well.
Yeah, you see, you've gone through some troubles, okay. But you're 39.
Nine, but she's going to be 40.
You're going to be about coming up to 40, which is 15 years past her.
Yeah, and not only that, she's on the second cycle of her master and will be on 25.
You know, Laura, I see where we went with this reading. We're talking about your advanced self. Not your past mm-hmm. self, but your advanced self. We're talking about how you break through the barriers and get into a higher energy field. Okay, so you got pregnant, you have a 2-year-old. Is there a father, a husband, a man in the picture?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to stick to my guns and say, as an option, you could become a real estate agent. But you don't have to. But that's one option that I think could ultimately help you in your finances.
Does that interest her, though? Are you interested in being a real estate mm-hmm. agent? No.
No, because where I live, it's very cutthroat, and there's so many people that I know that are real estate agents. That
it's saturated everywhere. I mean, there's so many real estate agents.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so
as far,
she wants to be a reader?
Well... I mean, that's tough. I mean, building a business and being a reader and being able to sustain yourself is going to be challenging, I think, especially given
transition.
I mean, not to say that you can't do it, but probably there's maybe need to be some supplemental income. As far as a field of interest besides the one that you're in, real estate or doing loans, mm-hmm. finance, is there another field aside from doing readings that you're interested in that you can make an income from as far as transitioning?
Not that I've thought about writing a book.
See, these are all things that are going to just make a living doing. They're not going to be easy. It's not a bad idea. But you're currently working.
I guess I'm reaching too far, huh?
No, absolutely not. We're not saying you're reaching too far. You want to get in touch with your higher self and do more things that are in alignment with your master number. I mean, you're helping people, I suppose, by doing the loans, but it sounds like you're not totally settled and happy in your
career. Are you financially okay? Does your this man in your life, does he make a living? Does he live in the house?
Yeah, he lives in the house. He works in construction. And we're not married. But
You're just committed?
Yeah.
You're in a committed
relationship?
We are committed,
yes.
Does he supply most of the income to support the family?
No.
Oh, so his work is sporadic, and together you two struggle to make it work.
Well, I don't struggle. I make sure my son has everything he needs. However, I feel that that's another reason why we are not married.
So,
I don't want our financial side together.
Yeah,
but he does provide. Not saying he does not provide at all. I'm just saying I provide a little bit more.
And is that comfortable for you, or do you feel like you want more financial support from him? And he's not.
Yeah, I would like that.
You know, do you have anybody in your community that has a spiritual interest that you know of?
Yeah, I have a friend that's a medium.
Okay, so why don't the two of you join ranks and start doing a show on Blog Talk and just start talking, jabbing away, getting readings, getting callers, experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me, Laura, that you're not totally satisfied with your life. You want to move higher and you're trying to mm-hmm. find a step towards which to do it. You can still write your book, whatever. I would say to get a hold of that friend and to start a radio show.
It's just the, yeah, same
mm-hmm.
advice to another caller,
except yeah.
she was on her own. The
and
person
just,
didn't have
you
a
know,
T friend.
For two, you know, with a little bit of psychic, just talk, jab away, give your ideas, do rough draft readings. These people aren't paying for them, so they're getting something for free. And who cares if you're
mm-hmm.
right or wrong, you're practicing. And that's what I would say to do. And that might start to get the two of you to start thinking about a higher attitude of business.
Right. That's exactly. They could. Would you think your friend would be interested?
Well, she has a higher. She actually has a higher following. She's, you know, she's got a website. She's got a YouTube channel.
Oh,
she
well.
Been joined with her.
But I mean, do you think she'd be
interested? She's got her own thing going on. So
you're saying that she wouldn't be interested in doing something on a joint level?
I'm not saying that, but I know that she's working with people that are kind of on her level. I'm not quite there yet.
I'll tell you what, let her do her thing, but ask her if she would also join with you
yeah.
and do another thing with you. Develop your skills.
Are you guys, are you two friends, or are you, is it a more professional relationship? Are you a client?
It depends on what day you talk to me. She is considered, like, I've gone to her house for a Christmas party before, but then it's like I'm feeling like she's going to use me just for having a client, but then I don't know. Or just having someone to watch her YouTube channel. You know, I don't know.
It's not a real
I don't consider her a close friend.
It's not a solid relationship. I mean, which is fine.
Right.
I want to ask you a common salt and pepper question. Do you know? Have you known anyone named Catherine or Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Briefly, 15 seconds. Who is she? What is she all about?
I'm sorry. You said Catherine.
Catherine or Kathy?
You're close.
Okay, what is
what's the name? Who is the relationship?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yeah, fine.
Who's
fine.
Kathleen?
Who is it?
My grandmother.
Grandmother.
Is she cross?
Yes.
Were you close to her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, any Irish in the bloodline?
Says we were German.
Okay.
She was brown.
Okay, you got to start connecting to her. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a lot of her things around the house. It's my mother's mother,
good.
Which I live with. And so
okay.
I have her Bible right behind me. And so I'm definitely connected to her.
Oh.
Listen.
So your mother lives with you and your child and your boyfriend?
Well, no, I moved into my mother's house to take care of her a long time ago.
Right, but
and
you
then,
all live together.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
just
listen,
trying to get that
Laura,
straight.
She's coming through. And from her information, she's suggesting that you do your own show and start to talk about, you know, you got to start somewhere. What kind of book do you want to write?
Right. But I was thinking about a children's book.
do you do illustrations? Is it kind of like a mystical?
No,
book?
I do not do. I cannot draw. That's one thing I do not do. But
well, that would
I was thinking.
Go ahead.
But I was thinking, you know, something in regards to like something with animals that still,
okay, here's my suggestion.
You know, they don't belong,
okay,
or
yes,
because that
it.
I mean, that's why my autobiography, but nobody knows me, so I don't know if they would care about my life story. So
I don't know about that. But here's what I would suggest you do: you write a book, children's book about children going into a dreamland with animals.
She needs an illustrator.
But that's my suggestion to you. Do you like animals?
Yes, I love animals.
Okay, so you write a storybook about a child having a dream where they go into a dream world filled with all kinds of animals, and you can make it the animals that are crossed over that she talks to or he talks to. You could make it the land of mythical animals. You know, Dak is a children's writer. He was a great writer. He did Where the Wild Things Are and In the Night Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So you model yourself after him. Another one was children's writer named Hoban, Hoban. Another one, I mean, there's so many. There's so
right.
many writers that write children's books. They're in the library, they're called X7s, but they're picture
mm-hmm.
books. If you want to write a picture book, if you want to write a short story with exposition.
But in the short time we have left, are you looking to increase your income as well? Is that part of the reason for your
yes.
Yeah. And so
but it's not mostly about that. It's just, it's kind of like getting more into where my heart center is and finding something that fulfills me a lot more than what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have a choice. You can do the book idea, do a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't going to give you immediate income, but you
right.
have your job currently. That you're in.
Right.
So that's
right.
a solid basis for you. But as far as career options, I would suggest exploring other areas. Do you have a college degree, anything?
No, but I have over 20 years experience in my field.
20 years experience in your field. But okay, so
mm-hmm.
you have to, I mean, if you want to change careers, you would have to find somewhere where your skills fit in to that career path.
Right.
Where you can experience and be able to maintain your income or increase it in that field. So
yeah.
that's what I suggest
yeah.
you do as well. Start looking into other avenues that you're interested in besides
mm-hmm.
doing the mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, I'm kind of wanting to like hold off on actually transitioning to another job during COVID.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Still, it's kind of it's you know not really a good time to transition right this
no.
second. But
you can look.
I've been thinking about.
You
but
can
yeah,
look.
There's nothing
and
wrong with looking.
What other fields might interest you, and where you might be able to make. It at least the same amount, if not more, than you're making now with the experience that you have to bring
yeah.
to the job. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you so much. I know I took up a lot of your time, but...
okay, Laura.
Listen, I'll wait for a dream from your grandmother. She'll try to maybe get through to you and just record your dream. When you get it, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Post that.
Okay.
Let us know what it is.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
bye.
Laura, like our pages, follow us, send us a friend request. And we are done today, but we're back on the air on Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.